what this is all about. See, this isn't about, and you know what? I want you to keep in the back of your mind. This is not about you becoming popular. Because if you love like this, you will become unpopular. And check it out. Here's the benefit of it. The love that you are displaying will only be recognized from the person that has experienced the benefit of that love through Christ in their own heart. A sinner will not understand this love. A sinner cannot understand this love. An unregenerate person has no idea what I'm talking about. Now, here again, I want to bring fear to you, because if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you are unregenerate. But if in your heart there is a tinge of you wanting this, of you wanting right now where you are, if you're listening to this, and tears are coming up in your eyes because he says, you mean somebody, yeah, I love you, man. I love you. I'm not afraid to say it. I would touch you. I will hold you. She won't hold you. I'll hold you. Yeah, come here. I'll give you true love. I'm not after you because you got a lot of money. You know, you got a lot of black guys out there, rappers, and these black women too, making all this money and this rap money and all this kind of stuff out there. And you sleeping with all these people and you with these people, and all they after is your money. They don't care about you. You some stinking piece of flesh. Got your thing going. They don't know the pain, the anxiety, anything. But a person that has the love of God in them understands it. I would love to befriend one of these youngsters making all this music and stuff. Just have a cup of coffee with them. Set in their presence and love them. I was in a classroom and I was grading papers at the last of the semester, and had a young student came and he sat in front of me and he had on his little garb, you know. And I said, you know, you youngsters sure do dress cool. He said, what? I said, you dress cool. I said, you dress better than we did when we were your age in the 20s. I say, you can just put on anything and make the thing match and strap it on you and put a belt, a loop, a scarf, and, you know, you look cool as all get out. Different kind of style, different kind of living. And I kind of like it. Young people are freer. Now, we were free in our day and age, but man, if I dressed like that, they would have thought that I was crazy, but I would put my pants up. I sure enough would do that. But see, I can relate. I can love a person enough to get into their zone where they are. Can you? Especially you older Christians. I've watched Christians become old and they've just become, well, this is the way it is. Not necessarily. Time moves on. Christianity never changes. Intimacy and love never changes. Let me give you another scripture, because I think we need to go on. Romans 13 and 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. You see what the Bible says? We're very quick in our community to bring into remembrance those acts of kindness. You know, the charity and the rest of the things that we desire to state some recognition in. At the same time, in the eyes of God, many of us are lacking when it comes to owing each other love that flows from the heart. Well, I pay my dues, I pay my taxes, I treat them fair, but do you love them? See, and all that we do, if our love for the other person is not consistent with biblical love, we owe that person. That's what Romans 13 and 8 implies. It's not about you giving to feed the poor downtown in a Skid Row district. No. It's more than money. Things whether we owe to him or her is our affection, attention, and the rest that comprises all that is like Christ. Like I said, I had to say something to a young person that was in my home last night. And I had to basically tell them to exit the premises. I won't tell you what the situation was about, but it wasn't that dire. because I mentioned to the person, I have taught over years in this fellowship what you do in a state like this. Now get out of my house. See, once I teach a lesson and you got that lesson and you don't get that lesson, I don't teach that lesson a second or third time to you. You're out. You're history. Now I want to see you live it. Because if you're not living it, then you're going to make me your crutch. And I'm not going to be your crutch. It's one of the things I did as I was speaking with Mario. Because he's going to college, and I said, now everything that I taught you, son, everything that I taught you, actualize it. One of the things that I taught him is stop giving your money away. I said, the money that you get to go to school is your money. When your friends don't have any money and they ask you, can you give them some money? They know you got some money. Tell them, no, not giving you anything. And he said, you know, Mario said, but you know me, John, I want to help people. I said, oh, man, you know I'm like that. I've helped you and going to continue to help you. But I said, but man, when people ask you for something just because they know you have it, you need to tell them no. Get out. That's how you grow somebody up. Especially if they're grown. Hey, does that seem like that's cruel? You better go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. It says, let all your things be done with charity, that is, with love. If Paul were alive today, we would speak in a rage and say, look, man, I can do this and I may do that. But all things, brother, man, I don't think you know who these people are. See, that's the way we would talk to Paul. Yet we find in our church today that very same attitude. But the thinking person knows better. The praying person relies upon God to bring the intent of the verse into its living context. Let all your things be done with charity. When I tell somebody to get out of my house, that's done with love. Get out. Well, aren't you supposed to help? No, get out. Because you have the lesson. You have a means. Share with you. A young man told me, young man showed me a riverbank that he slept next to. For 5 days in the wilderness in the city because some people put him out. And I told him when I put him out of my house, you're gonna find out what life is. And once you learn the lesson of life, it will wake you up and make you do what you have to do to make your life work. That young man was Mario Canto. And yesterday when I was with him, in Victorville, he took me by the riverbank, showed me where he lived for a week out under the stars. And he said, it was there that I came to myself and said, you've got to pick up and do what you have to do. I said, thank you. And you know why? Because I put him out my house. Get out. You're 20 years old. It's time for you to see. You don't baby these boys. Put them out. You let them know what life is all about. You let them know what hard work is all about. And then you, and now this guy is on his way to get his bachelor's, then his master's, and his PhD. And I just said, just take me to dinner once you get it. Make your life work. Then I told him, and don't get tied up with a female that's just going to mess you up, because you get them pregnant, then your life is shot. They're going to be having you run through the courts for the rest of your life, paying for something that you never expected to have because you was there for a night of pleasure. You better read the book of Psalms and Proverbs. Proverbs it is, when it talks about a young man sees a young woman standing by a corner all painted up. See, I wish some of you so-called female pastors would preach that text, but no, you're not going to do that. All you're going to do is beat the man down and try to feminize him. You know what? We've lost our ever-loving minds. Look what it says in Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, you can read all this in your Bible, and you can study this until Jesus comes. You can claim to have the goods in every theological transmission that has ever been taught, made up, or even threw up, if you want to puke. But if one does not understand that the Bible, the law, religion, and faith, and all of what Christianity rests upon is love, and that this love must be totally Christ-like, to put it plainly, you don't have it. No, I'm not angry. I'm just adamant about it. Because, see, you've been coming to this website now long enough to know. And you know what? I'm loving it that I'm not getting too many responses from people behind this particular series that I'm putting up, because God has brought me back to the plane where I was way back in 1997 when I resigned that church. Took me 10, 12, 13 years to get back. Because, see, I was sinning thinking, oh, Lord, I can't talk with those people like that. These people can't take this stuff. These people, man, I got to survive. Man, forget you people. You're going to do this thing Christ-like, or you're not getting there. That's why Jesus said that you find a traveler now and then. Most everybody you know is not going to heaven that you see in church. These people have no idea. That's why they go to Rick Warren's church. That's why they go to these big churches. That's why they follow these revival, these shout parties, stump the devil parties. You ain't stumping Satan. Satan got you blindfolded. You don't even know it. We require further proof as to the effects of love in the lives of men and women in our community. You must know that. There are people in our churches and in our community that require more than just sermons, more than these pep talks. I call them this psychological banter. That's what it is. They require saints that manifest the reality of the Christian experience by way of living out the inward dwelling of Christ. In a society that attempts to continuously persist in having its own way, we must, as believers, fight to uphold all of the claims of Christ by starting to love men and women in our community the way that Christ told us to. I remember once when I was teaching men, because I taught this Bible study in a men's group. The Bible study was entitled The Four C's of Masculine Christian Experience. And I taught this at a men's retreat, and a long time ago. I've been reading from the notes, and I have the pastor's personal comment. I want to read that to you, and so that you will know that this is new to me. I haven't just come here, and I was teaching this in the church years ago, because in the community that I grew up in, there's just a lack of love. There was so much lust between the men and the women, but there's hatred. Man, I can't even get it out of my crawl. There's hatred of one black man towards another black man. Man, when Christ saved me in 1967, and I never had that hatred towards a brother. Never had it. I never felt that. And I'm pausing because I'm trying to think of the idea, even at 65, I have never felt a disdain. listen to what I wrote. I can honestly say that I love all of you men. I also know and feel the frustration that you have going, that you have been going through as men in this community. And I continued to write and said, it seems to be difficult for you in that I came up under different circumstances. Yet I do understand that what it took for me to accomplish life is no different from you. In other words, I'm saying I'm in a different age level, but it's really no difference. And then I said, the same difficulties that faced me also faces you. Talking to black men in my community. And then I says, you are required by God to fulfill his destiny by manifesting the biblical attitude towards everything that you come into contact with. You have seen in the past few months men who have studied with us and have forsaken the living word of God. I don't know why I made that statement. I guess some of the guys just said, man, forget you, I'm out of here. Then I'm saying their lives are a result of that retreat from the truth. So it must mean that these men have left the ministry and went right back out into the world and became devastated. See, because there's a lot of people just latch on to you for the fishes and the loaves. Then I said, all of us have a decision to make in this church. And let me say this, all of us, that all of you that are listening to me, have a decision to make. It says, we are to hold to the standard that the Lord has set, or we can submerge ourselves into the pit of pity and escape in dope, whiskey, and sex in a vain attempt to gain significance. It begins with us, I told this group. Have we been thrilled to death? Is there more that we need to experience before we can come to the conclusion that the Lord is our only way out? See, I'm asking the question, simply put, because if it didn't start with us, it's gonna finish where it is with us. Now, I just want to leave this with you. My goodness, an hour and 16 minutes, and I just expected this to be 10 minutes. Ask yourself the question, what are you going to do with this study that I've just given you? Are you going to continue to be the cruddy old person that you are in Christ, go to church with that chip on your shoulder? Are you gonna do as the song suggests? Ask the Lord to have his way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Yes. Listen. Mold me and make me. This is what the word says. After thy will. See, mold me and make me. But you gotta be, while I am wounded, and that's what my intention was, yielded and still. Those are the old words of the old Christian song, have thine own way, Lord. And if you don't allow him to have his way, you're going to continue to be that same old cruddy Christian, faking out, going through the interludes of delusion. And you won't understand the sermons that I preach on my website. Some of you are going to fake ministries with fake pastors, and you know it, having listened to me this long and been following me this long, and you can't break away. That's because you don't want to break away, because you're afraid to admit to yourself that you've never been saved. Right now is a time for you to fall on your face before God and say, save me, Lord. I'm so sorry. Let me love like PJ is talking about. I've said enough. do love you. In Jesus, I'll always love you. I can't help it. It's just who I be. Stay in the way.